Hello, my name is TJ Foltz. I'm an enrolled member of the Confederate Tribes of Warm Springs. My tribal enrollment number is 2718. My mother is the late Rita Patches Roybal Marchand. She was the daughter of Martha Henning of Warm Springs, and my great-grandparents are the late George Henning and Hattie Anderson. So I'm married to Marceline Foltz. I married her in November of 2018. I have four children, all who are over the age of 21. So currently I'm the Health and Human Services General Manager for the tribes here in Warm Springs. I was a prevention manager for a few years, and then I came up in prevention, but I've done various jobs in Warm Springs, including working at ECE long, long time ago, working for public utilities for a while, and then getting into the prevention field, and the Health and Human Services field. I have a bachelor's degree from Oregon State University, graduated from COCC with two degrees, and I'm currently working on my master's degree in public health. So I really think being able to work in the various departments throughout the reservation has given me an insight into, I think, some of the needs that the reservation has and some of the areas where I think that I could focus on if I was to, you know, to serve on tribal council. But I also think there are some of the things that have already been identified and just helping find ways to help fix some of those, whether they're barriers or things that need infrastructure needs obviously a lot of work here on the reservation, and it's in the works. So just being able to coordinate with others at the table and those, the general manager of public utilities and whoever else needs help. Water issue is obviously one that we've continued to have, for the past, I'm going to guess 20 or 30 years, we're probably that far past our lifespan of our water treatment plant. And obviously getting water downstream on the Deschutes River, I think, is a huge issue. But hopefully with the new system that they're getting ready to build, or the new water treatment plant they're building, that will help eliminate a lot of those pesticides and runoff that comes from, wherever the other sources that dip into the Deschutes River. And then the infrastructure, obviously, here, not only for the water systems, but the sewer systems here, the ability to build new houses, the roads, having to build new roads and new subdivisions. I think that's goals that are out there. I think goals that are being looked at, and I think that would be great to be able to be a part of that. Obviously, priorities for me are, the elders first and foremost are one of my priorities, and make sure that we maintain their payments that they get from the tribes, and being able to find affordable housing for them and build more housing and make sure that they're taken care of. And then going all the way down to the youth, making sure that the youth have somewhere to go. I think the Health and Human Services branch has done a great job of making sure that we have activities for them. We have the youth center, at the prevention building, the youth gym. And then, my aspirations are to build a whole new community wellness center, one that is up to date and one that has a lot of amenities that we currently don't have. I've been to a number of them outside of Warm Springs, and I've been to one where they have a swimming pool and they have a track and they have all these turf fields. And, so as the Health and Human Services General Manager, that's something that I'm looking to try to help build here in the next 5 to 10 years, if not sooner. So that way, our kids and adults, for that matter, have somewhere to go and somewhere to be proud of. My professional interests focus on the well-being of the community, helping provide healthy alternative drug and alcohol-free activities, and advocating for youth support in all aspects of health. Outside of work, I enjoy coaching and participating in multiple sports, especially softball, golf, and basketball. So my goals for term in council would be transparency throughout my term by having open conversations with members, by holding quarterly meetings and bringing those conversations to the council table when appropriate. See where we as a tribe can move forward with current and innovative endeavors that include small business owners. Continue to seek out solutions that will provide reliable child care for our tribal members and our employees. Maintain our senior funding and provide seniors with the resources they need. And be a front runner for increased youth support from birth to adulthood. And continue to work to provide livable wages with all that will enhance job creations for tribal members. And most importantly, uphold our treaty and tribal constitution and bylaws and our declaration of sovereignty as written. We're working right now. We were able to secure some dollars we're actually getting a contract in place currently to put some new sod in, so new grass on the Papoose field and the girls softball field. So hopefully that'll be done, I'm hoping, by the end of March, beginning of April, so that way it'll be ready for Little League. But again, a huge dream would be, you know, to incorporate the community wellness center and the baseball and softball fields and reconfigure the whole thing and make it, you know, so it's more user-friendly and has the ability to, I've been to a lot of baseball and softball fields where they have all four of the home plates that are similar. They're all within the same, they're all facing, you know, all the fields are facing out. So it's all, it's like a good, you know, the good complexes, they have those with the snack shack usually right in the middle, and you can just walk in a circle and you can look at all four games going on or however many fields there are. So again, there's some goals and aspirations that I have that as I've taken over as the general manager that I want to see. That those are the little things that I think, you know, have been neglected for far too long. And I think that being able to provide those things for our youth and, our, you know, not only the youth now, but the youth in the future is something that could be game changing. So I would appreciate you consider voting for me to represent you on the Tribal Council for the Simnashua District. So I highly encourage you, all the folks, not only in the Simnashua District, but all districts, to get out and vote for those candidates who you feel would do best to serve our community for the next 3 years as we move forward with a new tribal council.